Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Final hour of power coming up here on this Tuesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today you're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Hanel Willingham, taking you up to 7 o'clock. A loaded final hour of the program coming right at you. First, though, I want to thank our pal Logan Paulson for hopping on with us. If you missed any of my conversation with the former Redskins tight end, use the Odyssey Rewind feature and go back to about 5:30 to hear my conversation with Logan Paulson. It is a Tuesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today we do this. Normally we do this on Monday, but yesterday's show was short, so we had to bump it over to today. But on Fridays, you know, we always give our Super Six Pack. Me and Ant give our top six players that we're putting under the microscope who must play well heading into Sunday's contest. We now get to review the guys that were in our Super Six Pack, and we'll do that right now. Ant had three guys. I had five guys. Or no, Ant had five guys. I had three guys. Ant cheated the system. He went with two dudes. Talking about Sam Cosmi and Tyler Biadasz, and I cannot wait to get to your evaluation of how those two played, because that wasn't very good. Number six, though, Ant's man, Southeast Sean, Marshawn Lattimore. I'm gonna say this about Lattimore, and I think me and you are probably two of the biggest Marshawn Lattimore fans we got here in this DC market. He wasn't very good on Sunday. And here's why I'll say that. The big plays that he gave up, you just can't. I'm tired of seeing him not turn his head around. The P.I., though, that he got called on in the end zone, that was hot garbage. Terrible call. Don't agree with it at all. But what do you think about, first of all, how do you think he played on Monday? And then let's revisit the conversation we were having with the callers. Are you moving him to safety? I'm not. There's no chance of hell I'm moving him to safety.
No, I'm not moving him to safety. I do understand what callers are saying, though, because
yes,
as you get older as a DB, some people, like one of the McCourty brothers, they went from corner
right
to playing safety.
We did it with D-Hall.
Yeah. So, like, that is a normal transition, but I think with Sean, the way he played anyway, I'm not going to say, like, he actually did play bad. He played bad, and the only reason he necessarily played bad is because it wasn't like he didn't have good coverage. It's more so just he's giving up big plays in big moments kind of thing. Like the big play to George Pickens, that play came after the Commanders got a sack.
Yeah, I know.
Like it wasn't the first play. We got a sack the first play. They called timeout, and then they took a shot kind of thing. And you just got to know. I don't know why he was in man press. Like, they got to get down the field kind of thing. So you give that up. The P.I. I think definitely was bogus. The second one was definitely P.I. And then you give up the catch to C.D. So it is more so he's given up big plays in big moments.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you just look at, you know, him throughout the game, he probably played solid. But when they did decide to go after you, you weren't there to, you know, make the play. So I hate to say it, but, yeah, he played bad.
The numbers from Sunday in Dallas. Marshawn Lattimore played 51 defensive snaps, four tackles. He was targeted eight times. That was the most out of all of Washington's DBs. Gave up 5 receptions. That was the most for 82 yards. And Dak Prescott had a 96.9 quarterback rating when targeting Marshawn Lattimore. If you all are just joining the program, Dan Quinn actually spoke about Marshawn Lattimore in particular yesterday when he addressed the media. And I want to let you all hear this again because it's rare that we've seen him go in depth about one player in particular. You all want to bench him. You all think he sucks. Here is what the head coach of the Commanders thinks about Marshawn Lattimore and his play on Sunday.
Yeah, I thought the first PI at the end, you know, just playing back towards it, and he knows that. And I think it was might have been the first drive, Howard, to go. Like part of playing corner is, you know, like life outside, throwing the ball, you know, high and outside. And so knowing the right techniques and how to play that, but he'll get there, man. There's plenty of them that also went really good in that space too, Howard, for him. So this is not a one coach, one player, you know, meetings that we're on tonight. It's how to collectively do we do our thing better. And so that's what I've been digging in on hard. It's a challenge, but it's also fun as hell to go through to say, all right, how do we find us at our best and putting people in the right spots and digging in there as a coach and as the players too. You know, what more can they hit on to meet the standard that we've set for ourselves? So I kind of think of it as this big collective thing to say, all right, how are we going to do our parts better?
Marshawn Lattimore, he mentioned not every snap was bad. He was targeted 8 times, only gave up 5 receptions. What they don't have in here is the penalty yards that he gave up, and I know that's a big part of what happened. We both agree the PI that they called in the end zone was totally garbage. I feel bad for Marshawn. He was pretty forthcoming post-game talking about it, and I think he's a real G for never ducking the media, but he's got to play better in order for this defense to reach their ceiling.
And he said, you know, they're in good position. They just got to make plays on the ball. That's what we're not doing. We're not making no plays on the ball. And it's not just Marshawn. It's everybody.
Yeah, point blank. The next guy on our Super Six Pack was Von Miller. And this was because we expected Dorrance Armstrong to be limited. D.A. only ends up playing 4 snaps and has now been lost for the year. I don't know what type of injury it is. We haven't gotten the details. But we know he's missed for the entirety of the year. Von Miller, though, looking at his numbers, he played 17 pass rush snaps on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys, and he registered 0.5 a sack. He had 4 quarterback pressures. That was second on the team behind Jacob Martin. First of all, I just don't think I felt his impact enough. I just didn't. It's hard for me to assess and judge Von Miller, and I give you credit because I think you have totally changed how I'm looking at him. He was brought in here to be a situational rusher, so the expectations have to be tempered to a certain degree. And really, when you think about why he was brought in to close out games. Washington hasn't had a game in which they've just led start to finish outside of Vegas and Oakland. Vegas and New York. So I don't know, man. I do know this, with Dorrance Armstrong being on the shelf, I don't want them to just put Von Miller as the defensive end opposite Jacob Martin. I have no confidence in his ability to play the run. I think he showed us against Bijan Robinson. He ain't really too interested in tackling. Give me a grade for Von Miller through 7 weeks. And
I would probably give him like an ABC or you want?
Yeah, ABC.
PFF grade.
ABC. No. PFF's probably horrible to him.
I would say painfully average. I would say a CC+. Like, yeah. Nothing crazy. He is second on the team in sacks. He has 4 on the season. I would say C+, B-. Like, he ain't played horrible, but he ain't played great. So that's what I would say. C+, B-.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. I just don't know.
You give him like an F- or something?
I'm not giving him an F-. I think he's about a C+. Yeah, he just hasn't made enough of an impact for me. And then I ding him for his inability to play the run. I am so curious, and we talked about this earlier, how they're going to deal with their pass rush situation. If they come out with Preston Smith, I'm tired of Preston's ass. Preston sucks, bro.
He had a solid PFF grade.
I don't.
No, you, hey, look, now no one now no, you know, likes PFF's grades. My bad. I vividly remember you using PFF.
I know.
But
Preston just, the eye test, man. He probably just collecting that sack. He back at home. He got drafted here. I know he had a crib out here already. He probably cooling out here playing football. No, Von Miller has got to be better. And I think he is the guy who needs to step up the most in the absence of Dorrance Armstrong. It's Von Miller. You brought him here to be a situational rusher, but you also knew he was going to be a depth piece for you. You've now had attrition at the defensive end spot. Can my first ballot Hall of Fame guy step up, please? Is that me asking too much? I need more out of Von Miller. And the numbers on the year, as we know, are actually pretty good, right? Four sacks, second on the team. Like, the statistical impact is there. I need more of a down-in, down-out impact for Von Miller, especially with the absence of Dorrance Armstrong. Von Miller has got to be the guy in this Commanders front four that steps up and says, hey, I'm going to be the dude that eases this loss of our clear best pass rusher, Dorrance Armstrong. He comes in at number five in our Super Six pack. Number four was who Ant put on, oh, Lord, Zach Ertz. I told you what I thought about Ertzy earlier. Zach Ertz's ass was terrible on Sunday, man. Not just from a drop pass standpoint either. He had, what is it, two or three drops, man? I think I'm going to give him credit for two. The one on the sideline, definitely his fault. And then he had a joint where Jaden threw a seed to him, bro. Split two defenders, hit him right in the hands, and Ertz just dropped it. His blocking, though, for me, is what really has killed me. And this is where it gets dangerous because I never want to call out a grown man's effort. But I don't know how much effort he's giving as a run blocker, bro. It's just not good enough. On the Jayden Daniels failed two-point conversion, clearly it's Zach Ertz not holding his block long enough. There are other run plays throughout the course of the game where Zach Ertz is just not holding the point of attack. Why do you think Ben Sinnott and Colson Yankoff are playing so much? Because Zach Ertz cannot block. So then I go back and ask this question. You, Adam Peters, decided to bring him back here. Last year, I will say he gave much better effort as a blocker. And I know it feels like a long time ago, but it didn't feel like I was seeing as many blown blocks last year as I am seeing this year with him. And then you add on the drops. He's supposed to be your most reliable pass-catching target. He can't drop the football. The Commanders lead the NFL in drop passes coming out of Week 7.
Yeah, definitely the drop passes don't help, you know, his performance on Sunday. Again, last year he was Jaden's guy on third down.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, not helping sustain drives as he did last year. That guy was, you know, his security blanket, and I can't necessarily say he's been that guy for us this year. He did have a slow start to the season.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the last couple of weeks he'd come on a little stronger, but we need him to be a little bit more consistent, and I think that's the problem we're having with, you know, Zach Ertz. He's just not being who he's been throughout his career, where he's been that consistent guy. And it maybe is, you know, his age. We don't know.
So I will say this. Zach Ertz, the second most targeted Commander on the team behind Deebo Samuel. He's got the second most yards, and he's got the most touchdowns with four. It's just hard because I'm willing to agree with what you said. And like, yeah, it hadn't been enough as a blocker, but and it hadn't been enough consistency, rather, as a pass catcher. But, like, you can't argue with his numbers. It's kind of hard to argue with him. I want more from him. Is that asking too much? I don't think it is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Number three in Nell's Super Six Pack, Jalen Lane. I actually thought outside of the drop, he was pretty good. Had another big-time chunk play. I think he's getting better as a outside wide receiver. I think his releases are getting better. I think his route running nuance is getting better as well. I think he needs more snaps moving forward. I think he was pretty good on Sunday, man. I know the drop, though. It's hard for me to say he was pretty good when he had a drop. I also think, actually, never mind. I got to ding him. Two big mistakes from Jalen Lane. He had the drop, and then on an incompletion outside the numbers, he did not get to the landmark, and it made Jaden look like he underthrew the football or was inaccurate. Wasn't the case at all. And then I saw Bobby Engram actually chew him out on the sidelines. So maybe he was good. He had the big catch. It curves the grade, but like he needs more consistency if he wants to get more snaps. Can't not hit your landmark, point blank.
No, I would agree. Definitely want more out of Lane. Also, I want more opportunities from down the field.
I do too.
I would love to see us take more deep shots with him down the field.
He gets a lot of credit for even having the football IQ to know that, hey, I'm in the scramble drill. Let me continue to move and not stay stagnant as they try to plaster me. Number two, Ant went with Sam Cosmi, but he was going to go with Tyler Biadasz if it was not Cosmi playing. They both played. They both sucked, if I'm being honest. In the run game in particular, man, there was one play I actually posted it on YouTube. I posted it on my social media as well. Solomon Thomas swim moves him bad, and it blows up a run for Bill Merritt. Ends up in a 2-yard loss, all because Sam Cosmi got swam over the top. Tyler Biadasz on the interior, if we're going to talk about both of them. I thought they both struggled as run blockers. I think the whole interior offensive line did. Oso Digizuwa, Solomon Thomas, Kenny Clark had their way all afternoon long. As pass blockers, though, I thought Cosmi and Biadasz were actually pretty good. I don't know what their PFF pass blocking grade was for the afternoon. That's on me for not getting that for you all, but I thought, and hopefully you trust me, my eye test, and I've watched the game over three times now to this point, pass blockers, they were pretty good. As run blockers, terrible. Pretty much. And we expected that.
Yeah. I was going to agree with you. I think as run blockers, and it wasn't just them on the offensive line that struggled run
Chris Paul had some MAs. Yeah.
But yeah, pass pro, he actually did a good job.
He did.
He only gave up two pressures, which is solid. So that would be my only gripe with Cosmi and his return, the run blocking.
Yeah.
And I think you and Doc, you know, you were like, oh, and guess what? We're getting the big bully back. And he goes out there and lays a goose egg. Granted, it was against, you know, some highly respected run blockers. I mean, run defenders. But still, if you want to be coined as one of the best run blockers in the NFL, then you got to go out there and put on.
We'll wrap it up quickly here with Mike Sanders. Still, we talked about him a lot earlier. He only plays 66% of the snaps. You saw more Jonathan Jones. If we were making any personnel moves, like we mentioned earlier, and I think I am trying to get Noah Igbinoghene and Jonathan Jones in that cornerback rotation. I'm not costing Trey Amos snaps, though. I think he's been clearly your best corner. Do you think Mikey Samuels still is regressing, or is this just the byproduct of him playing a pretty much new position here in year two?
I think it's the latter for sure. Yeah. Last year he got off to a slow start doing it, and then this year, granted, it has been 7 weeks, so you know we have
it's October, a
bigger sample size, but we also might just be seeing, like, slot corner in the NFL might not be for Mikey.
Yeah, might not be. That's the Super Six Pack. We'll get to my power rankings edition of the Super Six Pack coming up on the other side of the break. My top six teams in the NFL, a juicy list this week around. But first, let's get an update on the latest in the world of women's sports presented by Wawa. Gotta have Wawa.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.